Shmuel Beis Parachav Dalad Pasuk Yud. So Yoav has delivered the full count, whether it's the one here in Malachim or the larger one mentioned Divrei Hayamim, and Yoav is disgusted and upset, and David immediately knows that he made a mistake. Vayach Lev David Oso. Acharechein Sofar Esa'am. And David's heart smote him after he had numbered and counted the people. And this is a trait of David that many of the Mefarshim comment on. That when David commits a sin, it's like he's got a radar. Airplanes, when they're landing, have a radar that beeps if they're headed on the right trajectory to get to the runway. If the beeping stops or fades, that means they're off course. They need to get back to where they can hear the beeping. If we had such a thing when we were driving a car, we would be really annoyed by it. But the beeping is a good thing, and David's internal radar is such that the second he swerves even just a little bit off the proper course, he realizes he's done wrong. The very same phrase is used, Vayach Lev David Oso, after he cut the corner of Shaul's cloak, and he felt terrible about it. And many of the Chazal point out that this is a tremendous contrast to Shaul HaMelech, who had a real problem with admitting that he had done wrong. When he didn't kill Amalek, when he didn't kill the behemoth, when he brought the carbon too early, he always offered up excuses first, and only afterwards came to the full realization that he had sinned. David says, Chatasi Abisi Pashati, right away, and accepts the punishment. And that's a really tremendous quality for anybody, including David in this case. Vayomer David El Hashem, Chatasi Ma'od Asher Osisi. And David immediately said directly to Hashem, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Ve'ata Hashem, and now, O God, haver no es avon avdecha, I beg you, please, put away, pass over the iniquity of your servant, ki niskalti me'od, because I have done the act, as they say in Sefer Koheles, of a sachal, not seichel, like having smarts, but a sachal of foolishness. So I have acted very foolishly, said David, for what I have done. And in fact, the same phrase, the word niskalta, is used by Shmuel to Shaul when Shaul won't admit that he has done something very foolish. David himself is the first one to admit when he has acted foolishly. And so he took the census, and now he feels terrible about it and is very concerned about what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. There is one school of thought in the Chazal that suggests that there is no lo sase about a census. There is just advice on how to carry it out by using chatzi shekel or a mechanism to count. So David did not actually commit an open chet. He did something inadvisable, but to say chatasi is actually maybe even stronger than he had actually done. But David was also very concerned because he was very upset about the people being punished for what he had done. And especially now thinking back that Yoav was right on what I did. But many of Klal Yisrael are going to be punished anyway. But according to some, these were people who deserved to be punished because they had deserted David in droves when they went over to Avshalom. And then they didn't speak up against Avshalom violating the Pilagshim of his father out there in public. So many people deserved punishment, and now the punishment is going to come due, according to those who say that David really had nothing to do with this whole incident. He was just the tool by which it was brought about. But others say that for David to count the soldiers when Hashem had already done so much for him was almost like saying, my army is just as responsible for my success as God. If you go back to the Psukim where Shmuel in Shmuel Aleph Parakhes was warning the people about taking a king, he warned them, if you have a king who just relies on might makes right, you're going to have a lot of problems. That's not how the Jewish people operate. So now David has to face the music. Yeralev bayakam David baboker. So when, and David arose in the morning, as was his way, udvar Hashem hayah el god hanavi. And the word of God came to the Navi Gad, Chose David, the seer for David, Lamar, saying as follows. So the king always had a court Navi. There is, interestingly enough, in the Klaf of Sefer Shmuel, a pesucha, a big space between the word Baboker and Udvar Hashem. If you're looking inside, you may see a letter Pei being listed there. And so some interpret that it didn't come as instantaneously as it did in the past, and that shows a little guilt for David. Vayakam David Baboker, and only later Udvar Hashem Hoya. So there was a gap between when David was informed about what was about to happen. And so God Hanavi says, as God instructed him to, Yudbeis, Haloch v'dibarta el David. Go and say to David, Ko amar Hashem, thus says God, Shalosh anochi notel alecha. I present you with three choices. Lahavdil, the lady or the tiger. Phone a friend, 50-50. Here are your three choices. Bechar locha achas mehem ve'eseh loch. Choose one of them, and that is what I will do to you. So because you express your regret, because you did tshuva, you get three alternatives and you can pick your punishment. Each one midah keneged midah. The Me'am Lois connects this via, I believe, the Malbim to the three possible deaths he wished upon Shaul back in Shmuel Aleph. He said, back in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Vav, frantically flipping pages, because I do this the old-fashioned way with books, not with electronic media. He said back there, in Chav Vav, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer David Chai Hashem, Ki Im Hashem Yigofenu, and he said there, as God lives, none other than God shall smite him, or O Yomo Yavova Mace, or his time will come upon him, and he will die. Ova Milchama Yered Vinispa, or he will fall in battle and perish that way. So he wouldn't let anybody raise a hand against the king because he was the Mashiach Hashem. But David basically in that statement passed judgment. So he said, either his time is going to come, or he's going to fall in battle, or Hashem will raise his hand against him and smite him down. So each of the three options that David is going to get is going to parallel one of those. Some say the triple punishment parallels three assaults on David's authority. This is brought down in the Me'am Lois. One, the people supported Ishbosheth. Two, the people supported Avshalom. Three, the people backed Sheva ben Bichri. And God saved him from all three of those threats. So now, three choices. David may have actually deserved all three punishments. But by accepting Yisurim Ba'ava and justifying any afflictions he's had as what he deserved, so two of the three punishments are annulled and he's only going to be left with the last one. So David himself is actually not going to suffer from any of these punishments directly. It's only going to be on the people. That, according to those who say, is who deserve to be punished, the people who oppose David. So that's why David's not going to suffer because of them. But others say that because David is the Mashiach Hashem, he's going to be the means for the punishment to take place. And for a true leader, that may be in some ways just as bad as being punished yourself. You know, chas v'shalom, nobody wants to see their children, their loved ones suffer. Almost you'd rather suffer yourself. Here, David is going to see his people suffer, and he's going to be helpless to do anything about it.